Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover Peter and his fisherman friend's unsuccessful catch, Jesus' instruction to try again, and their subsequent successful haul. Today's Bible passage is from the book of Luke chapter 5, verses 5 to 6. After he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and lower your nets for a catch." Simon said in reply, "Master, we have worked hard all night and have caught nothing, but at your command I will lower the nets." When they had done this, they caught a great number of fish and their nets were tearing.
After a tough night of fishing with nothing to show for it, Peter and his fellow fishermen were probably feeling pretty down. I mean, who wouldn't be after working so hard and coming up empty-handed? But then, something incredible happened. Jesus, who had been listening to Peter speak, told him to go out into deep water and lower his nets for a catch. Now you might be thinking, hold on a second, isn't the best time for fishing at night, not during the day? And you'd be right. It's a well-known fact that fish tend to be more active at night, so Peter's initial response makes perfect sense. He tells Jesus, "Master, we've been out here all night and haven't caught anything, but because you said so, I'll give it a shot." Now, let's take a moment to reflect on Peter's attitude in this situation. Despite feeling disappointed and exhausted, he still trusts Jesus enough to follow his instructions, and that's a powerful lesson for all of us. Sometimes we can put so much effort into something and not see the results we desire. It can be incredibly frustrating and disheartening, but when we allow Jesus to guide our actions, something extraordinary can happen. Just like Peter, we can end up catching far more fish than we ever imagined. But here's the thing, it's not just about the fish. The underlying message in this story is about faith and trust. Peter could have easily come up with excuses. He could have said, "Jesus, it's daytime. The fish won't be biting. Let's wait until tonight." But he didn't. Instead, he chose to believe in Jesus and his words. And because of that faith, he witnessed a miracle. So what can we learn from this? Well, first and foremost, we need to place our trust in Jesus. We must believe that he knows what's best for us, even when things aren't going our way. It's easy to make excuses and give up when faced with challenges or lack of results. But if we truly want to experience the incredible things that Jesus has in store for us, we have to let go of our excuses and allow him to direct our efforts. Now, that doesn't mean we can just sit back and expect everything to be handed to us on a silver platter. Peter still had to lower his nets. He still had to put in the effort. But the difference was that he was no longer relying solely on his own strength and knowledge. He had Jesus by his side guiding and directing him, and that made all the difference. So the next time you find yourself facing a daunting challenge or feeling discouraged by lack of progress, remember the story of Peter and the miraculous catch of fish. Trust in Jesus and his wisdom, even when things seem impossible. Put in the necessary effort and work, but don't rely solely on your own abilities. Let Jesus guide your actions and watch as amazing things unfold. Remember, with faith and trust in Jesus, even the greatest challenges can be overcome and miracles can happen.
Let's close with a prayer. Jesus, I commit this workday to you. I invite you, Jesus, to be with me throughout this day. May I perform each task I encounter to the best of my ability. Guide me on how to handle the challenges that come my way. Amen. In the end, Peter's willingness to trust and follow Jesus' guidance led to a miraculous catch of fish, demonstrating the power of faith and obedience. May this story serve as a reminder to all of us that when we let go of our excuses, trust in the guidance of our Savior, and put in the effort, we can experience remarkable results in our own lives. Thank you for reflecting on this story with us. May you always find the strength and faith to follow the path that Jesus lays before you. Goodbye for now, and may your journey be filled with miraculous moments of faith and abundance.